This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris ended her four-day trip to Asia with a stop Thursday at the Demilitarized Zone that divides the Korean Peninsula between the Communist North and Democratic South. She denounced North Korea as a brutal dictatorship with rampant human rights violations and an unlawful weapons program that threatens peace and stability. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles Wednesday while Harris was in Japan, and had fired one before she left Washington Sunday. Before her visit to the DMZ, Harris met with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, saying her visit emphasizes the U.S. commitment to the defense of South Korea.
For seven decades, the alliance between the United States and the Republic of Korea has been a linchpin of security and prosperity on the Korean Peninsula and in the Indo-Pacific and throughout the globe. I am here to reinforce the strength of our alliance and strengthen our work together.
Harris's trip was organized so she could attend the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe this past Tuesday. Russia is preparing to formally annex parts of Ukraine after a Russian-orchestrated referendum, which many are calling a sham. Results of the vote in four regions in south and eastern Ukraine were announced by administrations put in place by Russia. They claimed 93% of ballots cast supported annexation in the separate Zaporizhzhia region, as did 87% in the Kherson region, 98% and 99% in Donetsk. Many are questioning the suspiciously high margins in favor of annexation, with Ukraine and the West denouncing the vote as illegal and rigged. This is VOA News. The governor of the U.S. state of Florida said at a news conference that power failures from Hurricane Ian are significant. More than 1 million customers lost power as Hurricane Ian made landfall Wednesday in Florida, a tracking website recorded, with the number expected to rise as high winds, heavy rain, and floods take their toll. The Vatican said Thursday that it imposed disciplinary sanctions on Nobel Peace Prize-winning Bishop Carlos Jimenez Bello in the past 2 years, following allegations that he sexually abused boys in East Timor during the 1990s. The Vatican admission came a day after a Dutch magazine exposed the claims against the revered East Timor independence hero, citing two of Bello's alleged victims and reporting there were others who hadn't come forward. In a statement, a Vatican spokesperson said sanctions were modified and reinforced in November 2021 and that Bello had formally accepted the punishment on both occasions. An award known as the Alternative Nobel Prize has been given to community activists, including a group that works for Ukrainian civil rights. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Right Livelihood Award was granted to several activists across three continents, one of whom was the head of the Ukrainian organization, the Center for Civil Liberties. The organization chief, Oleksandra Matvichuk, was honored for building sustainable democratic institutions in Ukraine. Her organization was also commended for modeling a path to international accountability for war crimes. In a statement, Matvichuk said the award was ever more poignant because Ukraine was going through a very dramatic period in its history. She said she saw the recognition as support for Ukraine's struggle and for her work. I'm Karen Chamas.
One of the biggest rap stars of the 1990s has died. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
Coolio is dead at the age of 59. The death of the rap star is being announced by his manager, who says Coolio died at the home of a friend in Los Angeles, no cause given. Born artist Leon Ivy Jr., Coolio is best known for the song Gangsta's Paradise, which sampled the 1979 Stevie Wonder hit Pastime Paradise. Coolio's 1995 hit earned him a Grammy for Best Solo Rap Performance. Coolio was nominated for five other Grammys during his career. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And recapping our top story, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris ended her four-day trip to Asia with a stop Thursday at the Demilitarized Zone that divides the Korean Peninsula between the Communist North and Democratic South. She denounced North Korea as a brutal dictatorship. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.